Good morning. We find ourselves today not just on Friday Erev Shabbos, but also on Rosh Chodesh Av, a new Rosh Chodesh, a new month, a new beginning. But we know, as the Mishnah and Maseches Tainis tells us, that this particular month is different than other months. That whereas normally, again, Rosh Chodesh, a time of rejuvenation, renewal, a time of new beginnings, and a time of incredible simcha, Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov in and of itself. So Chazal tell us, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha. When the month of Av comes, we diminish our joy. And on a most basic level, what Chazal are telling us, is that this is a month that begins a process of incredible mourning, national mourning, personal mourning. It's during this time of year that we reflect on all that we have lost over the last 2,000 years. And therefore, Mishenichnas Av, when the month of Av begins, Mema'atin B'Simcha, we diminish our joy. And the Svarim and Hasidic literature are always intrigued by this incredible idea. Because on one hand, we have Mema'at and Mesimcha, but yet we know the famous statement of Rabbi Nachman, of Mitzvah Gidola Lihios Besimcha Tomid, that there's a mitzvah to always be Besimcha, a mitzvah to always have joy. So how do we reconcile these two concepts? The Mishnah telling me that I have to be Mema'at, I have to diminish my Simcha, and Rabbi Nachman telling me, and it's not just Rabbi Nachman, we find this concept throughout Hasidic literature, of Mitzvah Gidola Lihios Besimcha Tomid, to always be Besimcha. So of course, the simple resolution is as follows. The Mishnah Chazal are not telling us to eliminate joy. They're just telling us to be mema'it joy. We diminish. So of course, a Jew always has to be besimcha. A Jew always has to be in a state of happiness. But at the end of the day, during this month, we minimize it. In other words, we remove certain elements of simcha so that it's not as joyous. Is joy still there? Is simcha still there? Absolutely. But perhaps not as much as the rest of the year. But I think that there's a different approach. If you look at the halachas of the 9 days, so again, the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, begins by saying, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha. Quotes the concept from the Mishnah. Month of Av comes, we diminish our Simcha, and the Shulchan Aruch gives all of the halachos concerning this. The Shulchan Aruch discusses that if you have a court case, better to avoid the court case during this time. We try to diminish our business dealings. In other words, if you don't have to have a major business deal go down during the 9 days, that's certainly preferable. We diminish building. If I'm building a house or I'm doing home improvements, if I could put things on hold, better to put things on hold. Purchasing of items, home repairs, all these different kinds of things that we're familiar with. So what's amazing to note is as follows. If you notice, the common denominator amongst all of those things is that they tend to focus on the world of Gashmius. They tend to focus on our material sides. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, really based on the Gemara, yes, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha, the month of Av comes, and we diminish our Simcha. Simcha as defined by our material lives, as we've spoken about many times. The beauty of Judaism is that we don't believe that in order to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to divorce myself from the material world. Just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the material world and has explained to us that the material world can be a great bridge between us and the divine, assuming that we use it responsibly, assuming that we use it appropriately, and yes, assuming that we use it in proper moderation. So comes the month of Av, we kind of push aside the material side of things just a little bit. And perhaps this is how you reconcile the two concepts. Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha means the month of Av comes, we set aside a little bit of our material joy. Now, what does this mean? Why? Because, you know, it's during these 9 days when we are forced to confront the overwhelming tragedies and loss of the last 2,000 years. You know, when a person endures a loss, there's an incredible bracha that comes from loss. What's the incredible bracha? That a person is totally refocused on the realities of life. You see, my friends, sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day things of life that we lose perspective. We get stressed out over things that are not really problems. We make problems out of things that are not really problems. And sometimes we end up focusing on all the wrong things in life. We define achievement by certain metrics which are not really appropriate. We think we will find happiness in certain things that will never really provide us happiness. Chazal come along and say, Mishenichnasav Mema'atin B'Simcha. When the month of Av comes, we want you to diminish a little bit your involvement in the world of the material. But you see, my friends, if I'm diminishing my involvement in the world of the material, then what am I filling my time with? And here comes Rabbi Nachman, who says, Mitzvah gidola lihios besimcha tamid. And as we've spoken about many times before, we always try to struggle to understand what does the Rebbe mean when he says that? Mitzvah gidolios besimcha tamid? How could I always be besimcha? There's the 9 days, there's Tisha B'Av, there's Avelos, there's Shiva, there's tragedy, there's sickness, there's illness. Because remember, as the Rebbe says in Likutim Maharan, Reish Nun Beis, he says so beautifully, simcha doesn't mean a big smile on your face. Simcha doesn't mean that you're doing backflips or cartwheels because everything is so hunky-dory. Simcha means when you live in a state of where you feel that there's good in you and you have something to accomplish. You have something here to contribute. As the Rebbe says, each of us has so much good. No matter how many averas we've committed, we each have so much good. And because of that good, we have the ability to accomplish something great in this world. Each of us is here on a shlichus. Each of us is here on a mission. Each of us is in this world not just to occupy space, but we're here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to do something dramatic. And dramatic doesn't have to mean that you're going to change the world. Dramatic doesn't mean that you're going to capture a news headline. Dramatic just means whatever you're here to accomplish, it's dramatic in your own right. That's mitzvah gidola lios besimcha tamid. The timidius, the consistency of Rabbi Nachman's simcha is rooted in the fact that my life is purposeful, that I am here to do something. I am here to accomplish something. I have kedusha. I have meaning. I have abilities. And perhaps this is the avoda of the 9 days. You see, everyone gets so caught up in the diminution of the simcha. I got it. I'm not going to eat fleishiks. I'm not going to eat fleishiks. It's okay. I'll be messiah a pasuk of chumash. I'll make a seum. We'll have fleishiks. We'll find a way around that one also. Or I'll go ahead and I'll start to work on the house right before so it could continue. Because the problem is we don't understand what the real avoda is. Whenever Chazal tell us to diminish one thing, it's only in an effort to increase something else. So if I am minimizing my material simcha during the 9 days, Chazal is saying, okay, minimize material simcha. Why? Because these 9 days are a golden opportunity to reflect and to introspect about who we are, what we are, and our purpose in this world. Because loss and tragedy has a way of reorienting people. Loss and tragedy has a way of refocusing people. Loss and tragedy has a way, ultimately, of going ahead and getting people to shift and to change their perspective just a little bit. Sometimes we get caught up in all of the wrong things in life, and we put our energies in all of the wrong things in life, and we lose our way, we lose our path, we lose our derech, we lose our kivun. We took a detour, some of us, that started years ago, and we still haven't gotten back on the main road. We're still on the side streets, we're still on the shoulders. And so Chazal said, yes, Mishenichnasav, the month of Av comes, a month of incredible and overwhelming tragedy. Mema'atin b'simcha. You know what? Take a step back from your material life just a little bit. Don't give it up. I'm not asking you to give it up. Enjoy it. But for the next 9 days, take a step back just a little bit. Don't find your simcha in the material world. Find your simcha inside of you. Find your simcha in your ruchnius. Find your simcha in your relationship with Hashem. Find your simcha in the knowledge that you are here to accomplish something, that you are purposeful. And if you don't know what that is yet, then use the next 9 days to try to figure that out. Use the next 9 days to try to figure out, as the Ramchal says, Macho vaso ba'olamo. So amazingly enough, in these days when Chazal tell us, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha, when the month of Av comes and we diminish our Simcha, we live by the words of the Rebbe, Mitzvah Gidola Lihios B'Simcha Tamid. I'm going to diminish my material Simcha in an effort to go ahead and build up the true Simcha of life, which is a Simcha that comes from a relationship with Hashem, which is a Simcha that comes from developing a spiritual identity, which is a simcha that comes from knowing that I am here for a purpose, trying to figure out what that purpose is. I want to wish everyone a good Chodesh. And I hope that we use these next 9 days to accomplish something great as individuals and as a collective. And I truly hope that as we diminish our material simcha, we find the way to amplify the true simcha in life. And perhaps if we start doing this today, you know, just because it's Rosh Chodesh Av today, doesn't mean that Tisha B'Av has to be a day of mourning. A lot can happen over the course of 9 days. A lot can change over the course of 9 days. Worlds could change, universes could change, destinies could change over the course of 9 days. Perhaps if we spend these next 9 days focusing on the true simcha of life, maybe, just maybe, we will be zocha, that this Tisha B'Av won't be a day of avelus, won't be a day of tears, and won't be a day of just incredible pain, but perhaps it could be a day of incredible celebration. Beautiful seudos, if we're each able to do our part in Amir Tzah Hashem Bizocha, to bring the Melech HaMashiach Mehera B'Yameinu. I wish all of you a good Chodesh, a good Erev Shabbos, a beautiful uplifting Shabbos, and 9 days filled with real, true Simcha.